This is Free Talk Live, kicking off hour number three of the Friday edition of the show. As always, you can bring up whatever you want with the toll-free number, 800-259-9231. That's 1-800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Johnson.
And Mark.
Join us on our website, freetalklive.com. Everything on the site, totally free. Again, freetalklive.com. So throughout the evening, throughout the show tonight, we've been throwing in some tips, some tricks that you can do with your own body to, in many cases, help yourself feel better, help yourself hear better. Some pretty interesting stuff that most people don't know about. And Johnson, you're sharing it from Men's Health Magazine, I believe.
Mm-hmm.
And we've been through a number of them. I think we've been through 12 or 11 of them so far.
Yep, we're on tip number 12.
Of 18. So let's go like 12 through 14 or something like that.
Okay, are you trying to quell first date jitters? Blow on your thumb. The vagus nerve, which governs the heart rate, can be controlled through breathing, says Ben Abbo, a university specialist.
What's it have to do with
the
thumb?
He says it gets your heart rate back to normal. Basically, you can blow on your thumb. It's the vagus nerve, which is what governs your heart rate, is apparently connected on through your thumb somehow.
Hmm.
So you can blow on your thumb if you need to slow your heart rate.
Will chill you out, basically.
Yep, apparently.
Wow. I wonder how it got that name. The vagus nerve.
I don't know. It's a little
who knows? Probably some doctor who discovered it or something.
Maybe so.
Well, unthaw your brain. Too much chip whisked too fast will freeze the brains of lesser
brain
men.
Is horrible.
Yeah. Well, and you probably will have heard this tip. I had heard this tip. If you haven't, this one's excellent.
Okay. Everybody gets brain freeze.
Yes. Too much chip whisk will freeze the brains of lesser men. As for you, press your tongue flat against the roof of your mouth, covering as much as you can. Since the nerves in the roof of your mouth get extremely cold, your body thinks your brain is freezing.
Wow.
In compensating, it overheats, causing an ice cream headache. The more pressure you apply the roof of your mouth, the faster your headache will subside. So this one works. It's so effective. It's amazing.
So, So the reason why you get brain freeze, it's not that your brain is freezing, it's that your brain
is
actually overheating because it thinks it's freezing.
Right.
So the body's sending extra blood or whatever, blood to your brain. And by touching the roof of your mouth with your tongue, the pressure somehow is a factor?
No, it's the heat from your tongue.
That's what I was thinking, heat from your tongue.
Yeah, it warms it back up.
Right, we'll clue it in.
Makes sense.
Say, you're okay, you're not freezing to death.
Correct.
No one's dying here. Everyone settle down.
That's probably the best tip so far. That one's really good.
Yeah, that one's really good. Yeah.
All right, let's do another one.
That one's pretty good. I thought that one was fairly commonly known.
Not to me, at least.
Prevent nearsightedness. Poor distance vision is rarely caused by genetics, says Ann Barber, an optometrist in Tacoma, Washington. It's usually caused by near-point stress.
What? Near-point stress?
Yes, in other words, staring at your computer screen for too long. So flex your way to 20/20 vision. Every few hours during the day, close your eyes, tense your body, take a deep breath, and after a few seconds, release your breath and the muscles at the same time. Tightening and releasing muscles, such as the biceps and glutes, can trick involuntary muscles, like the eyes, into relaxing as well.
So that's for people that can't see far away?
Right. If you need to relax your eyes, if you get tired sitting at your computer and whatnot, and your eyes are getting tired or whatnot, tense up your entire body really stiff, like try and squeeze every muscle in your body for a couple seconds, hold your breath, and let it all relax. And your eyes will relax with the rest of your muscles.
I see.
So if your eyes aren't relaxed, you can't focus at a far distance?
That's part of it. I mean, that's what helps degrade your poor distance visions over time.
Over time, the muscle strain on your eyes is what makes it, the pressure on your eyes.
Is this something you shouldn't wait until you've already lost the vision?
Yeah, I think this is preventative.
Okay. Got it. All right, let's do another one. How many
more? We're on 15.
Okay.
Wake the dead. Your hand falls asleep while you're sitting or driving or sitting in an odd position.
Mm.
Rock your head from side to side. It'll painlessly banish your pins and needles in less than a minute. A tingly arm or hand is often the result of compression in the bundle of nerves in your neck.
Mm.
Loosening your neck muscles releases the pressure. Compressed nerves lower in the body govern the feet, so don't let your sleeping dogs lie. Stand up and walk around.
Wait a minute, wait. You're telling me that when my arm falls asleep...
Yeah, your arm or hand.
It's because of my neck?
Yep.
I thought it was because I was sleeping on my arm. For instance, I'll wake up... I hate it when this happens. It's very occasional. I'll wake up in the middle of the night,
and my entire arm will be asleep.
Yeah.
And you can just sort of flap it around because you have absolutely no control over it.
Well, you have control over it, you just don't feel it.
Right, you just can't you can't feel it. It just feels like it's just flapping.
Mm-hmm.
And so you're saying that's not because I slept on it, it's because of my
back
position?
That was, in that particular case, yes, it probably is.
Because I slept on it.
Right, because you slept on it. But if you...
So they're saying this is for people that just happen to have extremities go to sleep?
And it might help. Who knows? Maybe it helps in the case of sleeping on it.
Perhaps I haven't
tried it.
It's worth a shot, right?
Right.
Right on. So tilt your head back and forth, or side to side.
Yeah, side to side. Rock your head from
Rock your head side to side. Got it. All right, let's... we got, what, three more?
Yep, three
more. All right, hold on to those. 1-800-259-9231. If you've got any tricks that you've discovered that might help alleviate pain or make you live life a little bit easier, we'd like to hear it. 800-259-9231. All right, so last hour we talked about not a Supreme Court case, but Ninth Circuit Court case that determined that the government can search your laptop if you're crossing the border. And I don't think we really quite finished up on our thoughts on this because Mary called in and Lynn, when things went crazy. But apparently, they can search your laptop, do an entire scan, load some software on to... I don't know how long this stuff takes. I mean, this can't be a quick process, right? Going through somebody's laptop, through their files?
They must have taken it for quite some time. And, you know, they went through his every picture that he'd ever looked at on his computer. This wasn't stuff he had saved on his computer.
He deleted it.
Yeah, this is something that had come up, you know, some way or another. You never know how these things get seen.
Sure.
It's scary.
So this court case has determined that if you're crossing the border, the customs agents, ICE, can take your laptop and do whatever they want to it, basically. And I guess they get to hold you in custody as they do this. I'm not sure exactly what they do with the individual who's in question. I'd presume they don't want to let you leave until they've searched your laptop thoroughly.
I can't imagine it must have taken a while.
It really must have. The article didn't make that clear. But what really is concerning here is the fact that I feel like they're starting at the border. Right?
Sure,
yeah.
They're allowed now, according to a Supreme Court case in the 1980s, according to this Ninth Circuit case that was just decided last week, they're allowed to do whatever they want to you.
Well, this isn't a new issue. I mean, the terrorist thing wasn't working. So, I mean, Americans latched on to this whole border security thing. They're really, you know,
they want it.
Yeah. So the government's, you know, like a vampire. They're like, we found the issue that they will be suckers on.
And they're just going to do whatever they want at the border. And, you know, a great many Americans could care less about leaving America.
Look out, the greatest country in the world, we're never going to leave.
But, you know, if you've got to do business or you want to travel outside the United States, this could be a real problem.
Yeah, if you're a successful American.
Yeah, exactly right. So I feel like they are allowing absolutely anything now on the border as far as searches go. Again, the 1980s case verified because of the drug war. That's why we're to this point. It doesn't have anything to do with terrorists. That's just the new excuse. It was the war on drugs in the 1980s that allowed them to, where this woman brought this case up and it went to the Supreme Court, where the Supreme Court said, yeah, drugs are more important than the Fourth Amendment. So we can give you rectal examinations at the airport. That's what the Supreme Court said. This scourge of drugs is more important than your rectal privacy.
Crazy.
Don't you want to help save the children? Bend over.
80 balloons of cocaine, more important than every American's
right
security.
And now they're taking that precedent and they're applying it here, saying, well, if we can do that, then there's no reason why we can't search through your laptop.
Mm.
And so how long is it going to be before they take this and say, well, okay, we've done everything we can on the borders to stop the terrorists. We've really cracked down. We've got the military on the southern border. We're cracking down with ICE at the customs locations. We're searching people as they come in. But we know the terrorists are already here. In fact, you saw the story out of Miami. You've heard the stories from out on the West Coast, on the East Coast in New York City. There's checks in New York City. We need to expand these checks to every city in America. You want to stop the terrorists, don't you? You know they're here. We need more searches.
Yep.
In fact, we need laptop searches at every airport in America.
House-to-house searches. Check people's computers at home.
It's not that far. This is not more than a stone's throw away from what we have today.
Yeah.
And you are letting it happen by not standing up against this tyranny. 1-800-259-9231, though there is an answer. And we'll talk about it coming up. This is your show. It's Free Talk Live.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life however you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You are not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org.
Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering through our website. Just go to amazon.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a percentage of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site, amazon.freetalklive.com. That's amazon.freetalklive.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold for your IRA? That's right. Gold has been available to be placed in IRAs since 1986. Yet still, the financial industry refuses to recognize the value of real hard assets for your retirement. The truth be told, gold and silver has outperformed paper investments like stocks, bonds, and CDs, yet no word about IRAs. Perhaps the financial institutions want to maintain control of your assets by keeping you in paper. If you'd like to take a look at gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low return on your paper investments. Call 800-686-2237. Make sure that you secure your future. Call 800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
So, Janice, where are you and Jim going on vacation this summer?
Definitely somewhere with a beach, though who knows if our feet will even touch the sand.
That reminds me, Janice, have you figured out how to talk to Jim about his problem?
No, I want to, but men can be so sensitive.
Well, it's only going to get worse. Remember, I was going through the same thing with Dan. Then I found Mycocide NS.
What's Mycocide NS?
Mycocide NS kills the germs that can cause fungal infections. It worked great for Dan. He had the worst-looking thick yellow toenails. Now his nails look clear and healthy.
Do I need a prescription?
No, you can get Mycocide NS antifungal treatment in the foot care aisle at any drugstore or major retailer.
And it really worked?
Yep, it worked on me, too. I had some white discolorations on my toe. I just applied Mycocide NS daily. I didn't even have to remove my nail polish.
Sounds easy. I can start planning our beach getaway.
Yeah, Mycocide definitely gave us the confidence to bare our feet again.
Pick up Mycocide NS at drugstores and major retailers. Look for a free bonus gift in each box.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, your show. You take control of the airwaves. Toll-free number 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Johnson.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. Everything on the site totally free, including the Shrine of Female Listeners. Dozens of ladies have sent us their photo, and they're validated, which means that in the picture, they're proving that they listen to the show. You can see what I mean by going to the Shrine for yourself at freetalklive.com. And you need to know that Free Talk Live is brought to you by the Free State Project. It's your only choice for more personal freedom and smaller, less intrusive government. To learn more about joining the Second American Revolution, go to freestateproject.org. Again, that's freestateproject.org. So I said there was a solution to this whole border security insanity
situation that we have here that's just going to spread. It's going to spread from the borders into the states. It's going to spread to random checkpoints. It's going to spread to searches. Them taking blood from you on the side of the road. That's already going on in some states, like Michigan and Utah. The police state is on the rise in America, and it's time that something be done about it. And that something is the Free State Project, because we've asked time and time again on Free Talk Live for a real solution, whatever is some other real solution besides the Free State Project.
Yeah, something that I can
do. Yeah, is there something else out there? And really, the old answer of, well, vote for libertarian candidates. That's not a bad answer.
Write letters to your congressman.
Yeah. These are all things that have been tried over and over again. And so the idea behind the Free State Project is to concentrate people like us, people that believe in more freedom and more liberty, to concentrate them all in the same place. And I got to say, even though only 150 or so people have actually moved so far, it's already happening.
Yeah, things are getting done.
Yeah, it's really exciting. In fact, speaking of the Free State, I believe John in New Hampshire is on the line. John, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian Johnson and Mark. Hello. John in New Hampshire, going once?
Yes, I'm here.
Hey, John, what's on your mind?
Hi, I wanted to throw this question out to the large audience that you have, because I'm not much of a computer guy, and I figure that the geek-type people, you've probably got a bunch in the audience.
Well, there's a couple of geeks in the studio.
Yeah, we for years have heard about these deleted computer files that stay on the computer. We heard about it with the Lewinsky thing and whatever.
Yeah.
You know, all the times the government busts these people, they take the computer, and things that people think they have thrown away and gotten rid of remain on their computers forever. I'm wondering, is there a way for an individual to clean out their hard drive? It seems that the free market should come up with a solution to this.
Oh,
it also makes me wonder if the computer manufacturers are not pressured to allow this data to stay on there.
No, there's no pressure going. There's no pressure going on. There's tools out there. I don't know if you know what their names are, Johnson. I'm not familiar with them.
I don't know off the top of my head.
But just, I mean, what you want to look into, Google around and see if you can find something about wiping a hard drive clean.
Search on dig.com. It would be my suggestion. You'd find an article there very quickly.
It just seems strange that more people wouldn't know about it, because I've never heard of it. I've heard of the things where people get busted.
The reason why most people aren't looking for this kind of security is because most people don't care.
Yeah.
Most people don't care. So if you go and look for it, maybe if you post a message on our BBS at bbs.freetalklive.com, I'm sure some of those guys know the name of those technologies, those tools that you'll need. And I think they're probably freeware. You just download them.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Yeah. What it does is it basically writes over your hard drive. Basically, when you delete a file, all it does is there's a rec. In other words, when you have files in your hard drive, those files aren't really created or erased. There's a kind of a record.
The flag, if you will.
That's just a flag. It just sets that this file is there and this file is not there. So basically it just modifies that record to say this file isn't here anymore.
And if it's not there, if the flag is set as not being there, then it can be overwritten. Then new files can be written on top.
That's the only time it's erased.
Right, that's the only time that it's erased. But even then, you can actually undo that process. So there are programs out there that actually, when they erase files, write over that section of data, like 100 times, so it can never be retrieved.
That's good to know, because like I said, I've never heard of it. The only thing that ever makes the noise, the news, is when the government searches into somebody's computer. And yeah, I'm not that worried about it. I don't have anything I'm really trying to hide, but it's just a point of curiosity. It's kind of like, well, why don't people just go that one extra step? Like when the computer says, do you want to, delete this? Yes. And then you empty the trash. Yes. And it seems like maybe you should go a little deeper and say, I really truly don't want this on my computer anymore.
The other really secure way that a lot of, the people who are, especially if they're really techie and really security nuts, if you ever sell a computer, buy a new hard drive for that computer, take the old hard drive out of that computer, take a sledgehammer and smash it. Because that's really the only way you can really, truly secure your data.
There you go, John. You learn something new every night here on Free Talk Live. Thanks for the call.
Wow.
We appreciate it. 1-800-259-9231. Toll-free number. I saw this one video. I don't know if it was on the Dig Nation. I'm not sure where it was. But I saw a video where these guys rigged up a laptop with a thermite bomb.
It was actually same guy, Kevin Rose, used to do a show that was a lot more shady. Shall we say, called, I don't remember the name of it.
I don't remember. But anyway, the story is they rigged up some sort of a thermite drive to put into this laptop.
Hacking with Ramsey is that bit.
And they flip a switch, and the thermite ignites, and it just melts the laptop down at 2,000 degrees
wow.
centigrade or something like that. I mean, it's really intense.
It wasn't a functional laptop. I mean, they did that as kind of a joke, but the laptop itself wasn't functional, you know, before that point.
No, they were just showing you.
Yeah, here's how you can melt the laptop. Well, just set it on fire. I mean, it's not like it would have been cool if you were building in like a spy switch where you could actually just at any given moment the computer's running, you could just flick a switch and
burn
the laptop.
That's what they were saying you could do.
No, they were saying that, but that wasn't actually true.
If you want people to watch your little clip of video,
exactly.
Blow something up.
Yeah.
I mean, that's really it.
Good point.
I watch Mythbusters on a regular basis.
Let's talk to Jody in Canada. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian Johnson and Mark. Hello, Jody.
Hey, I want to tell you guys something about, you're wondering what else can people do if they can't make it to the free state yet?
Yeah.
Well, something that we've been doing here in Canada, we've had a census protest with the last census, and out of about 12 million households in Canada, just over 2 million households have not sent in a census yet, and
wow.
StatsCan is going absolutely nuts over it.
Do you think that's because they're part of the protest or just lazy?
I think it's both. I think a lot of it's of people being lazy buttheads,
yeah.
But a lot of it's for the protesters.
It's
well,
probably 20,000 protesters, and the remainder just lazy people.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, something my friends and a lot of other people have been doing lately, because they're getting really fed up with the increased bureaucracy up here, is if you have to fill out a government form, such as the census form or another form, and you guys are going to find this a little bit disgusting, but they say, fill it out, and then the next time you decide to go to the toilet, instead of using toilet paper, use the government form that the government's making you fill out.
Ouch.
And you
there
can either
been,
leave it.
There have been stories of people that have done that, and the government doesn't take too kindly
I
to it.
I bet they don't.
But I think it's a good idea. If more people
We did that. Some of us did that with our census forms.
Really?
Some of us are doing that with... They're sending out threatening letters all the time if you haven't filled the census, so we're sending those back in. And
little special signatures,
Well, I mean, that's the thing. And then I've got a couple gay friends who travel a lot. And in order for people to stop going through their carry-on luggage, they don't have batteries, but they put a bunch of dildos, a bunch of vibrators.
Right.
They occasionally have gay porn. They've had used condoms before.
Oh, my.
So that when the person at the check through at the airport goes through, they say, oh, my God.
Ooh,
and they start to realize, well, I don't want to do this.
Yeah.
And the thing is, if you can't make it to the free state, you have to make it as uncomfortable as possible.
You're talking about monkey wrenching, and it's a great idea. Do as much as you can possibly do and get away with foul up the system. Thanks for the suggestions, Jody. We appreciate it. 800-259-9231. On the way, we got a few more, just a couple more, the body tricks, tips and tricks from Johnson. More coming up. You can bring up whatever's on your mind. Plus, Kazaa, they've got to dole out $115 million. We'll tell you more. Free Talk Live.
We understand that decisions related to health can be overwhelming. That is why at ResearchedHerbs.com we take pride in offering you herbs whose safety and effectiveness have been proven time and time again. For example, did you know that Live 52, the top-selling natural herbal supplement for liver diseases since 1930, is backed by over 300 research studies and clinical trials and prescribed by more than 200,000 health professionals worldwide? In fact, the effectiveness of all the herbs featured on ResearchedHerbs.com, including those for cholesterol, blood pressure, diabetes, arthritis, cirrhosis, and hepatitis, among others, is extremely well documented. Our website, ResearchedHerbs.com, was created to empower you with the information and answers you need to make the right health decisions. Researched and proven herbs at great prices. Visit us online at ResearchedHerbs.com or call 1-800-845-3841 for more information. That's 1-800-845-3841.
The Bill of Rights is a term for the first 10 amendments of the Constitution, limiting the federal government's power and preserving the rights of the people. Each day, we gradually lose these rights that we are entitled to. We need to take a stand to let the government know that we are tired of losing our rights. Today, you can take this stand. You can express your beliefs by wearing a new and innovative t-shirt available only through GCN. Each shirt is black with a redesign of the famous Don't Tread on Me Gadsden flag located on the front of the shirt. On the back is the Bill of Rights, printed in bold white text. Each shirt is $15 plus $7 shipping. Please send a check or money order for $22 along with size and the number of shirts being ordered to Libertees. That's LIBBERTEES. 447 Thompson Bay Loop, New Blaine, Arkansas, 72851. Or go to gcnlive.com to view this great shirt today. Sizes XXL and larger at $2. Arkansas residents at 8% sales tax.
Sears has the new air conditioning system you've been looking for. Keep cool with the new Carrier or Kenmore system from a name you can trust. It's time you called Sears at 1-800-269-1400 for a free in-home consultation. Don't forget to ask about our special summer financing offer. Installation provided by Sears Authorized Licensed Contractors. Licensee information available upon request. Call Sears now for your new cooling system at 1-800-269-1400. That's 1-800-269-1400.
Looking for profits? Looking for safety and security? The $10 Olympic commemorative gold coin offers both. This low mintage collector coin with a total series mintage under $600,000 has sold at four times its current price. Falling dollar values and inflation make this likely to happen again. Secure your position today. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Did you ever wonder how an opera singer that hits a high note is able to shatter a wine glass? Well, the glass has a natural resonance. If the resonant frequency force making the glass vibrate is big enough, the size of the vibration will become so large that the glass shatters. Using a similar principle, Royal Raymond Rife discovered that diseased organisms can be destroyed using different resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions with no side effects. Now available is the 2006 BioSolutions Plus. The BioSolutions Plus is the easiest to operate frequency instrument ever developed. Its easy reference guide will allow you to begin using the instrument within minutes. Simple step-by-step instructions using pictures are easy to follow. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is Free Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves. Toll-free number, 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. Ian here with you.
And Johnson.
And Mark.
Join us on our website at freetalklive.com.
So, if they get to take control of the airwaves, does that mean that they are all the deciders?
I don't know. No, they don't. They're not the deciders. But you do get to bring up what you want. All right, 800-259-9231. Join us on our site, freetalklive.com. The bulletin board system is there for you with over 115,000 posts. Over 1,200 people are interacting, all kinds of different topics, and it's all totally free. Just go to bbs.freetalklive.com to get interactive. That's bbs.freetalklive.com. All right, we've got two remaining tricks for your body. Three remaining, actually.
Yes.
Let's get into them.
Impress your friends. Next time you're at a party, try this trick. Have a person hold one arm straight out to the side, palm down, and instruct him to maintain this position. Then place two fingers on his wrist and push down.
Okay.
He'll resist. Now have him put one foot on a surface that's a half an inch higher. A few magazines. And repeat. This time his arm will fold like a house of cards. Hmm. By misaligning his hips, you've offset his spine. Your brain senses that the spine is vulnerable, so it shuts down the body's ability to resist.
Wow. Interesting.
Just an interesting little trick.
Neat little part.
I tested that one. Actually,
and if they're really drunk, they'll go, whoa!
I tested that one, and I find that it's a more dramatic palm up, because your arm can resist much more when your palm is up. I mean, your shoulder is a very weak muscle, so mm-hmm.
Yeah,
you know, you push down, I mean, you're not going to be able to resist so much. With your palm up, you can kind of use the rest of your arm,
yeah,
and it just makes the feeling much more dramatic of your arm just collapsing.
So maybe you could combine that with a bet as well, because when you're around drunks, it's easy to get them into bets, right? So you say, well, I'll bet you $5.
Ian's
bucks.
Tricks for stealing money.
I'm not sure that, I don't know, I mean, getting drunk to bet is not that easy.
Fleecing the rubes.
Give me another one.
Breathe underwater.
Ooh.
If you're dying to retrieve that quarter from the bottom of the pool, take several short breaths first.
Yes.
Yes. Essentially, hyperventilate.
Mm-hmm.
When you're underwater, it's not a lack of oxygen that makes you desperate for breath. It's the buildup of carbon dioxide, which makes your blood acidic,
mm-hmm.
which signals your brain that something ain't right. When you hyperventilate, the influx of oxygen lowers blood acidity. This tricks your brain into thinking it has more oxygen, and it'll buy you up to 10 extra seconds.
Really?
Yep. Last one.
One more.
Read minds.
Oh, boy.
Your own. If you're giving a speech the next day, review it before falling asleep. An instructor of the biological sciences says that since most memory consolidation happens during sleep, anything you read right before bed is much more likely to be encoded as long-term memory.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know whether I believe that's true at all. I read every single night before I go to sleep, and I don't remember any of the books.
It's probably because of the drugs.
Which drugs are you referring to?
Your nicotine habit.
Well,
you smoke a cigar.
Yes.
And then you read and fall asleep.
Oh, smoke a cigar as
absolutely.
I read.
Nicotine has effects on memory. Oh, wow. That would be something I would need to look up and do a little bit more studies on. But I do know that nicotinoids or something like that, or there's called something like that, definitely have brain chemistry.
Put down effects. The dope, Mark, if you want to remember your books.
Oh, I don't really
well,
remember
also,
my books.
This is a trick not for recreational reading. This is a trick for studying. So there's
no, I like that.
You're engaging
sense.
Different areas of the brain.
Well, they're saying that that when you're sleeping, that's when your brain does its compartmentalizing. It
right.
takes the things that you learn during the day, and it stores some, and it rejects some, and that sort of thing. And then, so the things that you read or the things that you do towards right before you go to sleep are,
right.
I guess, better remembered.
But there's, yeah, that makes sense. But I would also say, though, that there's a huge difference between the areas of the brain that are being accessed when you're reading, relaxing, and reading a novel, as opposed to engagingly studying a topic like a speech or studying for a test or reviewing something. That's a completely different activity as far as memory storage would
Good
be
point.
Concerned.
Good point. Nonetheless, it makes me more likely to want to read before bed, though.
Right.
All right. So, Kazaa. I mentioned this earlier.
Kazaa!
$115 million. It's actually been a while since we've talked about Kazaa. Probably over a year. They just haven't really been in the news, have they? I mean, there's been lawsuits going on. Nothing really newsworthy has happened until now.
And there's, you know, besides, I mean, when Kazaa dropped off the map, I mean, what, that took maybe, you know, a month for Pirate Bay to fill in?
Right, BitTorrent.
BitTorrent.
Picking up the slack. Well, according to the AP, one of the big guns of the Wild West days of freely downloading music and movies over the Internet's going straight. Settling lawsuits around the world, the company behind the software called Kazaa said Thursday it will redesign its pioneering file-sharing program to block customers who try to find and download copyrighted music and movies. It will also offer licensed entertainment for a price and agreed to pay more than $115 million in penalties to leading music and movie companies. The settlement ends one of the longest-running and fiercest copyright disputes in the Internet era, in which the entertainment industry spent millions suing Sharman Networks and the company's customers to end the so-called illegal trade of its products. Sharman Networks pledged to, quote, use all reasonable means to discourage online piracy, including building into new versions of its software robust and secure ways to frustrate computer users who try to find and download copyrighted music and movies, court papers said. So basically, Kazaa's going to go out of business. Because what? Nobody's going to use their software anymore. Yeah, I know.
But
some people
are rubes out there, like my mom.
Well, some people use the software for trading legal files, but really, come on. I mean, the purpose of this is so you can offer up your music collection and trade music and movies with other people who are offering theirs.
How are they going to make money anyway? I mean,
how did they make $115 million? I mean, when you look at this software, you can buy a professional version. There's usually the free version with an
right.
advertisement, and there's millions of people using it.
Well,
I understand that, but how much can they really be getting for those banner ads?
Wait, now you ignored this, my little chuckle about that, about my mom being kind of a rube on this, but back during when Kazaa was still illegal and 100% free, she paid for it.
Oh my.
She got suckered by one of those sites, one of those, like, looked for Kazaa's. She went to go search for Kazaa and got
right.
went to some
There's a bunch
fake
of foreign
site
sites.
And paid for it. So there are people out there who would probably still have Kazaa in one form or another on their computer, and suddenly they go to open up Kazaa, and it's the new company will just send them an update to the software, and they'll be suckered into paying for whatever happens with the new software, because they'll already have the software in the computer and it'll just update.
Yep.
So what's happening probably is that companies like the RIAA or the MPAA are suing these companies, putting them out of business, then buying up companies like Kazaa, redoing their software because they have a market with these people. So they're going to make a little bit of money, not as much money as they would, you know, with a better business plan, but they buy up these companies and they automatically then have a market to sell through. In other words, if they collect enough of these little stupid companies, then they've got an iTunes or, you know, something major.
You're saying the RIAA and the MPAA?
I wouldn't be surprised if there aren't elements of those companies that are somehow behind this or connected to this or getting... Well, obviously they're getting kickbacks. They're getting $115 million in kickbacks.
Right. Well, Kazaa's popularity has declined dramatically in recent years amid concerns over spyware monitoring programs bundled in with its freely distributed software. Kazaa has been yesterday's file-sharing technology for some time now, according to Eric Garland from Big Champagne Online Media Measurement, which tracks online entertainment, saying, we're resolving court battles months or even years after the cultural relevance of these software applications has waned. Who uses Kazaa?
The government is slow.
Yeah, exactly.
Great.
So,
when did I use Kazaa? 6 years ago?
Yeah, right.
I don't know. It's been so long.
3 or 4 years. I mean, but in technologies, in the world of technology,
eon.
6 years is an eon, and 3 years is a long time.
Yeah.
A really long time.
I don't even have Kazaa on my new computer. Put it that way. I mean.
Apparently, the settlement included a payment of $115 million to music companies and a lesser amount to the movie industry. They agreed to speak, the people who apparently released this are speaking on a condition of anonymity because some provisions were included in secret agreements not disclosed in the public court papers. Sharman Networks has already paid nearly all of the money to the entertainment industry. I just don't understand how profitable the software business is. It's just hard for me to believe that these guys managed to make that kind of money on
right.
this file sharing.
It seems like
software.
They just shut them down with $115 million. Seems like that's it.
1-800-259-9231. If you've got comments on this, you can bring whatever you want. Otherwise, we're going to Mark in West Virginia. He wants to talk about the global conspiracy. Free Talk Live.
United States Pharmacopeia, USP, sets the standard for most food supplements and are used in over 95% of all vitamin and mineral supplements in the world. The problem is that these products have never appeared in any living tissue. They're created in laboratories and are not recognizable to the body's metabolism. Grown by nature, products are different because they use renatured ingredients, proprietary blends of essential vitamins and minerals with cofactors of proteins, lipids, and complex carbohydrates. Over 50 studies have been conducted on renatured nutrients, and over 20 have been published in peer-reviewed journals proclaiming their superiority. As a result, Grown by Nature vitamins and supplements are now recognized as simply the best available. Call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829 and order your Grown by Nature products today. We are what we eat, and since we are of nature, we should eat foods in their natural form. Only Grown by Nature offers a full line of renatured nutrients. Call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829 because not all products are grown by nature, but they should be.
Surely you've heard that ignorance of the law is no excuse. I'm Jim Babka with DownsizeDC.org. So what's the excuse for your representatives in Congress? Their ignorance is even worse. They don't even read many of the laws they pass. At DownsizeDC.org, we're proposing a simple but powerful idea, the Read the Bills Act, to force Congress to read the laws they pass. Why? Because we believe the federal government is way too big. Visit DownsizeDC.org because ignorance is no excuse, even for a congressman.
What's the worst thing about listening to the radio? The commercial breaks are too long. Now, for just $3 a month, you can help Free Talk Live reduce the amount of time we spend playing commercials and get some really cool bonuses. Your contribution will help us get the show on more radio stations and MP3 players. For pennies per day, you'll help spread the message of liberty around the world. For more information, visit amp.freetalklive.com. Consider becoming a Free Talk Live amplifier today for just $3 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
Dry, cracked heels used to be a real problem for me, especially in the summer when I wear sandals. My husband would say, "Your heels are like sandpaper." But then my podiatrist gave me Calyx ointment. It's diabetic-friendly and smooths cracked heels and calluses using natural enzymes. Calyx never stings or burns and made my heels baby soft. Now they look and feel great. If you have calluses or dry, cracked heels, try Calyx ointment. You can find it at Walgreens and Long's in the foot care section.
Are your Federal Reserve notes looking for a safe haven? Mine found it in precious metals. Not paper promises, but actual gold in my possession. It is liquid. It is private. It owes no one. It It cannot go bankrupt, and it maintains its purchasing power. Find your answer at Midas Resources. That's 1-800-686-2237. The answer is at 1-800-686-2237.
Discover a natural way to experience healthier, cleaner indoor air without expensive filters and high-maintenance machines. Discover what natural health professionals have known for decades. Natural salt lamps ionize and purify indoor air. Natural salt lamps come handcrafted from salt crystals that are millions of years old. These lamps create healthy ions that eliminate odor, reduce bacteria, and can help allergy and asthma sufferers. You and your family will breathe better, sleep sounder, and have more energy. Natural salt lamps are available in stunning natural colors and shapes to accent any decor. The lamps are environmentally friendly and most important, they're affordable. Natural salt lamps come with a 100% 60-day satisfaction guarantee. Visit www.natural-salt-lamps.com. That's natural-salt-lamps.com to see the lamps for yourself and experience even more of the wellness tools available. Breathe easier, feel better, live healthier with a natural salt lamp by visiting natural-salt-lamps.com or call 312-224-2710. That's 312-224-2710.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Toll-free number 800-259-9231. You get to bring up anything, even in these remaining moments. And I guess Mark in West Virginia dropped off. He didn't want to talk about the global conspiracy after all. 800-259-9231. Maybe it's because we poked a little fun at it.
Maybe.
I don't know. Hey, if you're going to talk about a global conspiracy, you got to have thick skin now. Come on.
Yeah.
Can't just let a bunch of talk show hosts scare you off. Anyway, you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com, and there's all kinds of stuff on the site. It's all totally free. And if you like the fact that we give everything away, unlike the other talk shows that are insistent on charging you money for their sites, well, then maybe you want to voluntarily support us. We've got a program called AMP. It stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote. Over 260 of our listeners have become Free Talk Live amplifiers. And that means that they're contributing at least $3 a month to the program. And that's less than the price of a cup of coffee.
And fairly shortly, we will also have a store available for them.
Yes, and you should project just a little bit more. I know you're trying to be dramatic.
I am, but very dramatic. Yes. I should.
We will soon
have a store available for you.
The public launch of the store is coming up within days. So if you're on the updates list, you will find out when that happens. But anyway, if you want to help support the program, go to amp.freetalklive.com because your $3 a month really helps us out. It helps us get more advertising and industry publications to promote the show on more radio stations. It helps us buy more internet advertising to get more worldwide internet listeners and more. You can see a list of all the different things that we're doing with the money. It makes a big difference for spreading the message of freedom and liberty around the world. So go to amp.freetalklive.com, become a Free Talk Live amplifier. All right, so enough about this Charmin Networks, $115 million, they're going down the drain. They've been down the drain. Nobody uses Kazaa anymore, at least not as many people as did 3 years ago. In fact, at the end of this AP article about Charmin, they talk about the company that makes a product called Morpheus, which is another one of these file-sharing programs. Streamcast is the company.
I've had that one, too.
It seems like they're going after as many of them as they possibly can. So obviously, the solution for the pirate community is where they're going now, which is with the BitTorrent technology to where everything is completely decentralized in that there's no company, per se, that's behind necessarily any of these softwares. So there's no company is profiting from making the BitTorrent clients.
Right. It's just out there and people are using it. And
right.
What are you going to do about it then?
Yeah, you're going to charge some kid $115 million because he created a BitTorrent client? Because that's what's happening.
Yeah, it's not going to really.
They're going to hit a wall.
Yeah.
This isn't going to be something. Companies, you should stay out of this business. No company should make any more file sharing software because they're going to go after you. But if you're just an individual, then what's the worst that could happen?
Yeah,
and what if the software
will go after a couple, few of them? To try to make an example of them, but he's just not going to get them all.
And they're not going to go after anything if you publish the software anonymously and you distribute it through an international website.
Yeah, and a lot of this software, too, is completely decentralized with servers now, especially with BitTorrent. BitTorrent is unstoppable. There's no way they can bring BitTorrent. Even if they brought down, I believe Bram Cohen is his name.
The guy that created the technology.
Created BitTorrent. Even if they brought down BitTorrent, the client, originally. There are so many different BitTorrent clients out there
right,
now
there's competing,
that all work the same way.
There's competing BitTorrent clients.
Right, but they're all based off the same standard. It's just
the
standard.
Do they work together?
No, there's no central server.
No. Can I have one bit server? What is it?
Yes,
BitTorrent client, and
yes.
Then you have a different BitTorrent client, and then we can share
as long as you have the same torrent
bits and bytes and doodle haggies to each other. Great.
Yep, exactly.
But it's not necessarily direct. What it is the swarm, so multiple different computer users. Basically, it's like everyone. If you want a file, that file, consider that file like a pie, and you cut the pie up into several different pieces. Well, if you have 300 people, and all of them have some level of part of the pie, maybe somebody has half the pie, somebody else has the whole pie, you know, maybe, or maybe several people have the whole pie.
You just take pieces from everywhere.
Some people don't have one. Yeah, you can just copy pieces from everywhere until you get a whole pie for yourself.
And it makes it very, very fast as well, since it's coming from so many different sources. And this is just generation one of this technology. I mean, it's not going to be long. But what's next? This happens so fast. And as this article is pointing out, the government is so slow at responding with these lawsuits, and it's just the gears of government just turn so slowly. By the time the lawsuit's been filed and the injunction's been put out, there's five new technologies.
The fine's out there, and Morpheus is gone.
And the funny thing is
gone.
The funny thing is, the RIAA,
Napster is a legal company.
The Motion Picture Association of America, Dan Glickman, the president's out here heralding this as an important victory and a historic legal case. Yes, we're still alive, but you're dying. You're in your death throes, RIAA, MPAA.
Mm-hmm.
You're just acting as though you still have it. You're acting as though you're still relevant.
They might as well.
Might as well act like that?
Yeah, they might as well.
Yeah. Mooch as long as you can. Get as much as you can out of the system.
You know, I'm sure the blacksmiths were spreading the rumors that, in fact, if these automobiles, if you go above 15 miles an hour, they'll suck the air out of your lungs. I'm sure they were doing that, but it didn't work, and you can't stand in the way.
Speaking of automobiles, from Shanghai, China, the AP reporting, it's a dream that's been pursued for years by governments, energy companies, and automakers so far without success. Mass-producing affordable hydrogen-powered cars that spew just clean water from their tailpipes. So Shanghai's Horizon Fuel Technologies decided to start small. That is, really small. This month, it will begin sales of a tiny hydrogen fuel cell car, complete with its own miniature solar-powered refueling station. The toy is a step towards introducing the technology to the public and making it commercially viable.
It's a good idea.
You're talking about essentially a proof of concept here.
Right. People don't believe that this can exist or work. They think that it violates laws of physics and just make up all this stuff.
It's
ridiculous.
They think it's technology that's in the future, but it's
here.
It's happening.
You can
buy the toy.
It runs in water. Yes, you can get it. We don't need gas anymore, people.
Automakers and energy companies view hydrogen fuel cells as a promising technology that could wean the world from its addiction to crude oil, but it's expensive and technological hurdles remain despite billions of dollars that have been poured into research. There's the cost and challenge of building fuel cells that convert hydrogen to electricity, and the question of how to cleanly generate the gas and distribute it to yet-to-be-built fueling stations. Though prototype hydrogen cars exist, they're far from practical or affordable. Horizon's H-Racer and fueling station solve these problems on a very small scale. The price? $80 for the set. You know, that's not bad. I mean, as far as race cars are concerned, you can easily spend above $80 on a battery-powered race car.
Easily.
That's pretty cool.
So you get a fuel cell-powered one that you can just pour water into.
I'd imagine it's very fast. I mean, they haven't got that.
I imagine it is.
Really? Well,
fuel cells generate a lot of power. A lot of power.
Horizon's H-Racer and fueling station, let's see, the toy's fuel cell, like those envisioned for real cars, relies on an electrochemical reaction to generate the current that powers the gadget's electric motor.
Does it say that it's a race car? Because if it's a race car, I would say that it's fast. But it's just a regular car.
It says the H. It's called the H-Racer.
Oh, then it's probably fast.
The fuel supplied by an alarm clock-sized refueling station, a small electric current generated by the solar cells, extracts hydrogen from water. A battery backup, by the way, is available for cloudy days. When the vehicle is hooked up to the refueling station, a balloon inside the 6-inch-long car slowly fills. With the flip of a switch, the car takes off and runs for 4 minutes on a full tank. The gas never ignites, and any would-be recreators of the Hindenburg disaster are likely to be disappointed by the toy's negligible amount of gas. Now, Horizon has bigger plans for this technology. The representative from the company says it's working on ways to make fuel cells more efficient, so they can be used to power cell phones and laptop computers and eventually vehicles and even whole households.
You know, the cell phone thing makes me a little nervous.
What, having hydrogen by your head?
Right, just right by my face.
Well, the way they're talking about now is there's a form of hydrogen that's actually stored as a solid fuel. It's hydrogen that gets pulled into some sort of a metal, and that's still usable. And that's the thing for a lot of these portable batteries that they're talking about using.
I see.
There have been some people that have had exploding cell phones, even with the current technology.
Right, sure. The lithium ion and the nickel cadmium batteries do blow up.
The computer batteries are exploding. Laptop batteries. Dell is having some serious problems, apparently, with just putting out computers, and apparently the laptop batteries have been just exploding.
Yikes.
Yeah, setting on computers that just set on fire.
I just bought a Dell recently. Thanks for telling me. All right, so apparently the technologies exist to split water with solar cells. It's just not market viable yet to say that it's going to be upscaled or commercialized for an energy society. That's a leap of faith for me, according to Daniel Nocera, a Massachusetts Institute of Technology chemistry professor. So he's a little skeptical, saying that he doesn't think that they can translate this toy-sized technology to full-size technology. And I say they batted their eyelids at the guys at what, Lewis and, oh gosh, who are the guys that created the plane? Orville and Wilbur Wright.
Right.
Yeah, they said, that'll never get off the ground. You're never going to fly.
You can never make a libertarian radio talk show.
There you go. Unlike the solar-powered toy, let's see, at Horizon's headquarters on the top of a nondescript warehouse, they apparently also have prototypes of a hydrogen-powered electric bicycle and golf caddy that they're converting from lead-acid batteries to hydrogen power. So, in your face, Mr. Scientist, they're already upgrading the technology. And what's going to happen in 10 more years? We're excited to find out. It's Benny in here with you.
And Johnson.
And Mark.
See you online in the meantime between now and tomorrow night's live Saturday edition of the show on our site at freetalklive.com. Would you like to get involved with pro-liberty causes but just can't find the time? Let us spread the word about freedom for you. Consider becoming a Free Talk Live amplifier now for just $3 a month, and you'll help Free Talk Live get on more radio stations and more MP3 players. That means more new people coming across the message of freedom every day. Other pro-liberty organizations just seem to gobble up contributions and make very little progress. AMP actually works. For all the details, visit amp.freetalklive.com. That's amp.freetalklive.com.
Looking for profits? Looking for safety and security? The $10 Olympic commemorative gold coin offers both. This low mintage collector coin with a total series mintage under $600,000 has sold at 4 times its current price. Falling dollar values and inflation make this likely to happen again. Secure your position today. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.